You can still call customer service to book your trips.
Hello, welcome to Radioactive Theater, bringing quality dramas to our listening audience. This is a three-part production. First up is Shoes by Sky Vogel, featuring Nicole Spadafino and Bill Mercado. Second is an excerpt from London Suite, featuring Catherine Thornton and Holly Miller. And finally, Post-its with Garrett Galanik and Angela Chang Simony. In Shoes, Nicole Spadafino plays Jackie, a junior high school teacher in her 30s, and Bill Mercado doubles as the young shoe store clerk, and Dave, a businessman in his 30s. The time is the present on a summer afternoon in a small, upscale shoe store in a fashionable district. Enjoy Shoes!
Ma'am, I hate to tell you this.
You don't have my size in that one either.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
This is a shoe store, all right. Spelled S-H-O-O. All right, just bring whatever's left. Ugh, I wish I could find the genius responsible for the stiletto heel. Introduce him to my new creation, the stiletto jockstrap. Keep that sling back good and tight.
I think that's it.
That's it? Wait, this is it? This better not be it.
I'm sorry, I'm just... Well, it's just that we don't carry that wide a selection in wide.
What?
Oh.
My feet are not wide.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, no, ma'am. I mean, actually, one isn't, but one is wider than the other. A little.
Who are you, Dr. Scholl?
No, my name.
Your name is Mud if you don't find me some shoes.
Yes, ma'am. Let me just get back to this gentleman here for a moment. I'll be right back with you, ma'am.
Yippee. I'll just sit right here. Unless I slide off the seat. Hope both my cheeks are the same width.
Hello, sit. Excuse me? I'm sorry? What? What? You said, hello, sit. Sit? Sir. Hello, sir. Hello? Come in. Have a seat. Have a seat, sir. Sit. That's okay. I'm just browsing. That's okay. It is. Yes. You let me know if I can get you anything.
One wide and one narrow.
Or not. Okay, thanks.
Oh, that's it, isn't it, Bill? That explains it all.
Listen, I'm just gonna be in the back. I'll be right back from the back.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, Oh, joy. I hope the catalogs put you out of business. What is it with the back, anyway? I've got to check in the back. Maybe we have more out back. Now, there's an idea. I'll open a store called The Back. Nothing but back. Oh, hey. Hey. Now, that's you. I'll tell you, though, if they don't have my size, they're sure not going to have yours.
What?
Where? Your turn.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, Mr. De Niro. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Look, I don't know what you're...
Sense of humor? Zip. Sense of fashion?
What, this? Oh, I was just... Oh, God.
Can I help?
No, thanks. Got it.
Hey, no fear. Your pile is almost as big as mine. And you just got here.
Look, jeez. Just do me a favor. Tell the guy I'm sorry I screwed up his store.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You...
Forgot one.
Wait. What one?
Not so fast.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Not so fast. Yeah. All right. So?
Oh, the shoes.
Yeah, the lady shoes.
All right, look.
Jackie.
Now, I really didn't... Is that short for Jacqueline?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's very nice. I mean, it fits you.
Thank you,
You're what? Dave. Sorry. Dave.
Is that short for something?
All right. So, you were saying...
No, you were saying...
Right. about the ladies' shoes.
Yes. Tell me. And I'll tell you about this great lingerie store nearby. Cause, of course, you probably already know about it.
Wait, you don't think I'm buying women's shoes for myself?
I really don't think it matters. I guess I'm just bored and curious by nature.
Wait, you're bored by nature?
What?
And curious, too. That doesn't go together.
No, bored, comma, and curious by nature. Tell me, have you ever worked in a shoe store?
It's just that you...
Never mind. Come on, unbore me. That is, if you don't mind. Well, I don't want to pry.
Well, I was...
Oh, you're going to tell me. Good, because I actually did want to pry.
All right. Let me ask you something. You ever wonder how it is that people even get together? Like this day and age, you know? I mean, look. People are so busy. Just meeting someone new, anyone, is hard enough. Meeting women or someone of the opposite sex or whatever you're into. I mean, it's going to be harder, right? I mean, now, add to that, meeting someone of the opposite or whatever you find attractive. Meeting someone who you find attractive, who finds you attractive. Meeting someone, the attraction thing, and who's single. Not seeing someone. Whatever. And of course, you have to be single too. And there's all the rest, like religion and politics, which way the toilet paper has to roll. So, with all of that, I want to know, how is it that anyone, anywhere, at any time, gets together, is actually a couple? I mean, like, what are the odds? How is that even possible? But you know, it happened to me. I won the lottery. The daily double. The once-in-a-lifetime double. I don't know how. I don't know what I did to get picked. I don't remember any special good deeds or like, signing my soul away. I just woke up one day and I feel... Am I making sense? Like, it's like you're designed for each other. Like someone took a salt shaker shaped like a cow and a pepper shaker that looks like a penguin and said, there you go. Black and white, it's a match. And life, my God, life is... I mean, without touching my chest, I could feel my heart beating. You're flying high, loving everything, everything. The wait for a cab. The crazy price for a candy bar. You're singing along the songs you don't even know the words to, and saying, howdy, partner, to, like, some hot dog vendor from Pakistan. And it all feels perfect. All of it just feels...
Dave, why did you come in here today?
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't...
Dave.
It's just a woman I like...
Doesn't like you.
Doesn't like me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I should have been happy. I should have realized what I had. Now it's gone.
Well.
Oh, I know. Her loss and all that.
That's what they say.
Yeah. So why do I feel so lost?
And the shoes?
Well, we first met during lunch hour. We're having a really nice time, but she had to cut it short because of an appointment. Turns out she worked at the trademark. Oh, hey, right near where I work. That's what I said. I'll walk with you. I want to, you know, keep talking to her, get her number, that sort of thing. She said, oh, great, yeah. But she had to hurry. And she wasn't kidding. I could barely keep up. Like, she's just this ball of energy.
How tall is this ball?
What? Tall? Oh, I don't know. She's like 5'2", 3".
Oh, there you go.
Whoa, what?
And she's gonna be faster than you. Closer to the ground. Look at dachshunds.
Right. Anyway, she was hurrying so much that she stumbled and She broke her heel.
Yeah, that can happen.
It was right outside.
Ah, so she ducked in here to get a new pair.
It was kind of funny. I mean, she was wearing a real strange shade of blue and didn't think she'd find shoes to match, but turns out they had just what she was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Figures.
You can imagine how happy that made her. Like, she lit up, spun around, just gave me a big squeeze right here. I spent the rest of the day just smelling her perfume on my shirt.
Shalimar?
How'd you know?
The better question is, how did you know? And let me guess something else. You came in here.
Yes, I'm here because it reminds me of her.
You, my friend, are a master of torture. They should use you on captured spies.
I know I should just get on with my life.
Oh, I hate that cliche.
Right?
I'm curious, though.
What?
You said that everything was great. Squeezes, salt and pepper shakers, but that this woman doesn't like you. One of these things is not like the others. Might be the penguin, but I don't think so.
Look, I'm probably keeping you from your shopping or whatever this is.
Oh, my quest. The impossible dream. No, I can use the diversion for my diversion, believe me. Besides, school's out for summer and I've got really nothing else.
Oh, you're a teacher.
English and drama. Junior high. And I don't look like I'm insane, do I?
Well, it must be very rewarding.
Oh, yes. It's so very rewarding that I've always dreamed of ever since I was a little girl, spending a lifetime shaping young people's minds and showing them the key to a better and more fulfilling tomorrow is a solid education grounded in the basics, augmented with the humanities, and all provided in a nurturing and supportive environment.
Well, it sounds like you could use a raise. Hi, Jackie.
How did I get to be such a jerk?
No, come on, wait. Hey, you're a drama teacher, right? You're just being dramatic.
No, I lost control. I've been out of control.
It's all right.
You know, you're a nice person.
I must have had a good teacher.
So, please, tell me why the woman of your dreams is now the woman of your nightmares.
No. I would never put it that way.
Dave?
It's me. I didn't want to get married. I guess. I mean, I always thought I would, you know? I mean, when it was just an abstract idea. I really don't understand. I mean, I think I was afraid the happiness would go away. I was just confused.
And the happiness went away.
I couldn't talk about it with her. She'd have thought it was her fault. That I was just trying to save her feelings.
So you have a wonderful, remarkable relationship. Perfect. Ideal.
I didn't say perfect.
Sounded like you meant perfect, and now...
I know what you're going to say.
How now, brown cow? Bow wow.
What?
Is that what you thought I was going to say?
No.
All right, then. Shush.
You know, you haven't asked
what?
Me... Well, anything specific about her. Like, her name, her hair color, whatever.
Bra size, superficialities, expialidocious... Look, you want to know why? Who cares? None of that matters. It's irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
Completely, totally, redundantly.
Okay.
You. You're king of the hill. A number one. Star of the... Okay.
What?
Dave Short for something. Do you want this woman?
Well, I...
Hesitation. Not encouraging.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. I'd like to be back together, yes.
Really?
Yes! I mean, it's what I've... Have you been listening? It's just the marriage and... Well, sometimes I think I won't meet anyone
Dave.
As wonderful. Alright, so am I marrying her? Or am I marrying the things that I like about her?
Dave!
What? Is that the same thing?
Oh, how I liked saying Dave.
What is that supposed to mean?
Do you want this woman?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I believe you.
What? You don't?
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Sorry. I just told you how I felt.
That was on the day you met, and what, until the Shalimar wore off?
You don't believe me?
Nope.
I don't believe you. What is this? I come in here today, I'm not looking to bother anybody, and you think I'm... Look, I'm not like other men. I'm not interested in finding out a woman's bra size or her stats. I care for it. I understand. You know how crazy life is? People? I think it's gotta be doubly hard for women. Attractive women, like you. Everywhere you go, standing in line at the bank, grocery shopping, walking the dog, you gotta deal with men. Non-stop men. But a long time ago, I decided I wasn't going to be that guy. I do not go into pickup bars. I don't give women a line. I do not come on like I'm some sort of shoe salesman.
You think I'm attractive?
Oh my God. Have you even been listening to me?
Oh, with every ear I possess.
And?
You sound very sincere.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Earnest.
But
I'm going to tell you a little story. Stop me if you've heard it before. Once upon a time, a handsome prince met a fair damsel. They didn't live happily ever after. The end.
The end.
Life is no fairy tale. How well I know.
But
fairy tales still exist. They're still told. When we're young, too. Maybe they help develop the imagination, give comfort, a shared tradition passed on and on. But they're not life scripts. They're just sweet little stories. Maybe your mom read you one too many when you were little and you got a taste for them like candy. And now you'll pay anything for a piece, no matter how expensive you think it is.
Okay.
Oh, sure, you'll gripe and complain about it, but you'll pay. You're hooked on the sugar.
It was my aunt.
What?
My aunt raised me.
No one owes you something good for being a good person. The great thing about that is you can ease up on your expectations. Not for others, for yourself. Take the pressure off. You don't have to worry about trying to be a dashing knight on horseback.
Shining armor.
See?
Maybe.
Tell you what. Let's go back and try it again.
Back to what?
Back to where you say you want this woman, only I'm her.
What?
I'm her, you're you, we're us, go.
We're...
Go!
You mean like pre...
No, go. Go away. Go away, all right?
Huh?
You know, you talk. Talk is what you know. What I know is that I don't know you. Thought I did. Tried.
Yeah. So...
Guess I was just hoping you'd be someone different.
Wait, I'm confused. I just got done telling
Moving
you...
Moving on.
Oh.
Different. Yeah. Thanks for the life lesson.
Hey, I am different.
Oh, you're no different.
I don't have to listen to you.
Words. I love you so much. I'll always be there, no matter what happens.
Yeah,
words,
sounds about right.
Words, words. You know what, my friend? Things are happening. This is happening.
What is wrong with you? I'm not gonna fight like this.
Oh, you think this is fighting?
I'm not gonna yell.
Why don't you yell? Why don't you stop talking and do something?
I said I'm not
Look, just leave. It's what you were going to do anyway.
Would you stop telling me what to do?
I wouldn't tell you if you were at all capable of knowing what to do.
You know, this is just amazing to me. I don't know why it's so difficult for women to talk about, to understand. And this marriage thing. Why is it so important? Why? Okay? To you women. You don't want what you say you want. You're looking for, you want a pet.
Is that what I want?
What?
That's nice.
All right, look. No, I meant...
This marriage thing. You know, I've always thought it was a pretty simple concept. Two people get together and create something they couldn't by themselves. A family. A commitment. Not roommates, not casual bed buddies, not a part-time, whenever it's convenient, arrangement. A family. It's what I wanted. It's what we agreed to. I've had pets. Don't imagine you or any man is anywhere near as wonderful.
Hey.
And furthermore, explain this one to me. I don't know what I want anymore. What is that, huh? Is that rational somehow? What? Did you wake up this morning, look in the mirror and say, whoa, Jesus, who are you? Yeah, no. People don't change into someone else overnight. Not big change. Yesterday slides into today. And so when you told me only a few yesterdays ago you wanted to spend the rest of your life with me, to grow old with me, it's the same today. But I know, I understand. Oh, I got it, finally. You want to be married a little and single a little. You're okay with that. You think it's pretty great. I think it's repulsive. So, here's my plan. I'm going to be single a lot. And you can take your little of this and little of that and play with your very little self in hell.
God, this is...
Not listening. Not listening. Just go.
I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. Don't you understand?
Go!
But I'm afraid you... I mean, she will... I mean, I want...
Well, I don't want to.
This is...
How many times and how many ways do I have to say it, Bill?
Will you stop and listen? Stop talking for a minute.
You can't just...
Listen,
stop! Don't you get it? I'm scared! What?
It's... Are you okay? Jackie? Is somebody yelling? I thought I heard yelling. I think I fell asleep. Always happens after lunch. I wonder if I'm part sloth.
No, no yelling. Just go back to bed.
Hey, are you all right?
Yes. No. I'm fine.
Were there any customers? Are you sure? I thought... I don't know. If I don't make commission this month...
I'll tell you, though. Now, I believe you.
I'm gonna run next door for some coffee. Does anybody want anything?
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Can I get you anything? Like a glass of water, or... Would you like to talk? Maybe?
A wise person, I think it may have been Stanislavski, once said, never begin with results.
What do you say?
It's like, imagine it's a long time ago. A time of enchantment.
I'm back!
Magic. Elves and dragons and magic.
What?
Conjurers conjure, sorcerers source. Everywhere you look, there's unicorns and castles and swords raised to defend all that's pure and good.
And fairies!
Mystical, magical times. But all is not as it seems in this land of wonder and mysticism.
Okay, for real, what's happening here now?
There's a sense, a foreboding feeling that perhaps nothing is as it seems.
What are you doing?
Maybe nothing is real.
Are those puppets?
And along a pathway in the woods, in a little clearing.
Oh my God, is she gonna do a puppet show? I love puppet shows!
What a beautiful day here in paradise! What a day to be happy! Tra-la, tra-la, I'm as happy as can be.
Pardon me?
Oh, my goodness, you startled me.
Sorry.
That's quite all right. No problem. You see, I'm happy. Are you happy? I'm happy. I guess. Ta-da! Say, I was walking along here in this little clearing in the wood and couldn't help noticing.
What?
Well, you're only wearing one shoe.
Yes! Well, no.
No?
It's a slipper.
Oh, of course.
So?
Well, isn't it kind of odd to...
Is there some law about wearing only one shoe?
Slipper?
Slipper, yes.
No, it's just a... Say, is that a glass slipper?
Maybe.
Wow, okay.
And what if it is?
Well, I mean, it's pretty and all, but isn't it a little uncomfortable?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
I mean, it's glass. It's got to be inflexible and cold and... Wait a minute. You didn't happen to be...
What? Where?
Were you by any chance at the Royal Ball last night? You know, with the carriage made out of a pumpkin?
I know which one you mean.
Of course, it's so obvious. A single glass slipper. You're the princess.
Da-da-da-da! Oh, I love it!
Hooray!
The fairy tale life, not all it's cracked up to be.
I fell for it. All the promises, the jewels, the handsome prince, the...
Theme song, funny little sidekick. Sorry.
I went to the ball, and all I got was a lousy glass slipper.
So throw it away.
What?
You can't really walk in it. You sure can't go bowling. Take it off and toss it away.
Toss it, sister!
I guess...
Don't be scared. Here, lean against me so you don't fall. Now, just kick it off as far as you can. Ready? One, two, everybody!
Three!
Woo! Wah!
Look at it fly! There, now feel better?
Yes. Yes, I do. Except...
Yes?
Now I'm barefoot, in a clearing in the wood. I mean, eek! Wait, so are you.
Of course, after all, I knew I was going to take part in this parable.
You did?
These are magical times.
And the name of this parable?
So long shoe.
Slipper.
Slipper.
Bravo, bravo. I love... She did both of those voices. It was awesome! You're pretty amazing.
Well.
I mean, I think so.
I get going sometimes.
Well.
Well.
Maybe I'll look her up again.
Couldn't hurt.
Thanks. Be sure to give yourself that raise, too.
There once was a good man named Dave, a noble prince, handsome and brave, who, when avoiding a wife, learned a little of life, that it's love that saves us, and we save.
So, you think I'm handsome?
Hey! Hey! Here's something! I think I found something!
What?
Would you please take a seat, ma'am? These were on our defective to be returned shelf.
Oh.
Well, how about that?
Ooh.
They might be a little snug.
No, I like them.
Oh, well, you just have to wear them a little, then they'll break in just fine.
No, no, they're perfect.
Wow, yeah, I really think they look great.
ow, tongue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. Oh, no. The tongue of the shoe. Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, I'm just going to package these up for you.
No, I think I'll wear them.
Next, Going Home by Neil Simon, with Katherine Thornton as Sharon Semple and Holly Miller as her daughter, Laura.
Hello? Yes. My mother is? Oh, okay. Thank you.
I told the concierge to wait 3 minutes and then call you. Otherwise, I'd have to knock on the door with my head. I couldn't get a cab. I walked back 14 blocks carrying these. 3 blocks from the hotel, I was going to stop on the street and sell everything I bought at half price. Oh, honey, could you do me a favor? Here, take these bags out of my hand. My knuckles have locked together.
Relax, Mother.
Easy. Oh, they're alive. That feels good. Thank you.
I looked all over Harrods for you. Weren't we going to meet upstairs at the restaurant at 4?
Yes, but I had to go back to the shoe department. I was missing a pair of shoes. They never found them.
Do you have your receipt?
No, they were shoes I was wearing when I came in.
You lost your own shoes? Aren't they responsible?
No, only if they've sold them.
Wait a minute. Aren't those the shoes you were wearing?
Oh, my God. I think I bought my own shoes.
How is it I can't get you to work out in the gym for 20 minutes, but you'll carry around 50 pounds of shoes all day?
I don't know. Maybe if there was a gym where I could lift shoes, I would go. Well, at least we got you a beautiful skirt and blouse. Have you tried them on together yet?
No, I went back and exchanged them. I'm sorry, I wanted to tell you not to buy them, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Are your feelings hurt?
No, honey, it's my fault. I always guess wrong with you. You were always so hard to shop for.
Then why do you keep doing it? I'm 31 years old and you're still trying to dress me.
I stopped trying to dress you in the third grade. You never wanted to look like a little girl.
You never dressed me like a little girl. You dressed me like a 3-year-old married woman. I swear, one new kid in school thought I was a very short teacher. You want something?
What time is it?
4:40.
No, I'll wait for my 5 o'clock scotch.
Why? It's only 20 more minutes. Is a scotch going to be any better 20 minutes later?
Yes. It'll age a little more. I don't know, it's a habit. I have habits. Oh, never mind. I'll have my scotch.
Thank you.
You seem to have this sudden urge to change my life.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Here's your scotch. You want to hold it for 16 minutes?
God, you're just like your father was. Why do I bother talking to you?
'Cause you love it.
Something's up with you. I can see that mischievous look in your eye.
What would I be up to?
I'm not sure. A surprise, maybe. Are you and Andy having another baby?
I don't think so. He never tells me things like that.
Do you want another baby?
Yes.
Are you trying?
We talked about it on the phone yesterday. Yes, we will when I get home.
Why didn't you tell me? We could have taken an earlier plane.
Would that make you happy? Another grandchild?
Happy isn't the word. It would make my life complete.
Mother, you're 40 years away from completion. There's no way my having another baby would make your life complete. What about your own life?
Are you suggesting that I should have another baby?
Are you sorry you never did?
Honey, bringing you up was like having triplets. No. I love my life the way it is. I don't miss what I don't have.
You miss Dad.
Yes, I miss Dad.
It's been 6 years since he died, Mom. You're too young and attractive to be alone.
I am never alone. I have my friends. I have my job. I have you. I don't get enough of you. I have my grandson. I could never get enough of him. I have my son-in-law, the computer genius. I don't get to see him much, but he faxes me every week.
They're stretching the lifespan every day, Mom. Do you want to be 110 years old and still be alone?
110? I think I would prefer it.
I can't budge you a quarter of an inch, can I?
Don't rush me, Lori. Old habits are hard to break. I'll always be a compulsive shopper, right? Can you believe I came to London and bought something at the Gap? 5,000 Gap stores in America, and I come here and pay twice as much. When your dad and I first came here, you could buy things for nothing. This suite? We paid 1/10 of what I'm paying now for this suite.
Then why are we staying here?
I wanted to. It's important to me.
I know, but one day you're going to have to let go of the past, aren't you?
I'm working on it.
Good. I'm going to read for a while.
What are you reading, hon?
Hathaway and Shakespeare.
Hathaway. The Indian?
No, that's Hiawatha, Mom.
I know who Hiawatha is. Oh, Anne. Anne Hathaway. His wife. See what happens when I drink too early? Oh, God, Shakespeare. My favorite, you know. The plays, the sonnets, the soliloquies. I never really understood them, but, oh, what language. I think your father and I saw every Shakespeare play they ever did in London. Well, 8 or 9, anyway. We saw Olivier, of course. There was no one quite like him. Never will be again. You never saw him, did you? On the stage, I mean.
No, I didn't.
Well, you really missed something. It is a shame. No, wait a minute. You were with us. I was pregnant with you. I was in my 5th month the night we saw him. Iago's friend.
Othello?
Othello. And I said to Daddy, I hope the baby's listening because she'll remember this her whole life. Well, your dad just laughed and laughed. That's the night I found out I was funny. Anyway, it wasn't Olivier we saw. We saw all the great actors then. I remember we saw, what's his name? Sounds like that beer.
Alec Guinness?
Alec Guinness. And we saw, what's his name? Skinny, Minnie, Winnie?
Albert Finney?
Albert Finney, right. And of course it was her husband.
Richard Burton?
Richard Burton, right. I'm so bad with names. But, of course, the one I adored was the good one.
The good one?
Yes, you know him. Famous actor. The good one, honey.
They're all good, Mother.
No, it's his name. Good something.
John Gielgud?
Right. John Gielgud. I knew it was good something. God, I hate the thought of packing again tonight.
Well, let's do it later. If this is going to be our last night in England, let's make it a good one. Would you like to go out tonight? Someplace really special.
I wouldn't mind.
Just promise me one thing. Don't say no right away.
All right. What is it?
There's a rock concert at Wembley Stadium.
How long do I have to wait before I say no?
Not yet. I could tell the concierge. I bet he could dig up a couple of tickets. It'll be my treat. Think about it.
I thought about it while I was waiting to say no. I would feel completely out of place. There's no one my age at rock concerts.
You're wrong. Most rock singers are your age.
Anyway, they have riots at those things. I'd be crushed to death. I don't want to die at Wembley Stadium. Think of something else.
Okay, second choice. What about the theater? They have that new David Mamet play at the National.
The National? You think we could get tickets?
I don't think. I know. We've got them. No charge. They're free. We got an invitation.
From who?
Dennis.
Dennis? Who's Dennis?
Dennis Cummings, the Scotsman we met coming over on the plane. You talked to him for hours.
Yeah? His name is Dennis? Oh, God. I kept calling him Kenneth. He must think I have a lisp or something. How do you know he invited us?
He's staying here at the hotel. He sent a note. Dear Miss Simple, I hope this isn't too sudden a notice for you, but I just came upon 2 tickets for the David Mamet play at the National. He's American, you know. Perhaps I'm being too forward, but if it interests you at all, please call me in room 516. I'll be there at 7. Hopefully yours, Dennis Cummings.
How long have you had that note?
About an hour. Found it when I came in.
You mean you've been setting me up all this time just to get me a date?
It's not a date. It's a play.
He's got 2 tickets. I didn't hear your name in there. Or were you going to sit on my lap?
I was going to tell you. I just wanted to get you in the right mood.
Well, you could have played bagpipes when I came in the door. And what about the rock concert at Wembley? What if I'd said yes to that?
You would never go to a rock concert. I was safe there.
Oh, but you think I'd go to the theater with a man named Dennis that I called Kenneth all night?
And we probably never noticed or even cared. He practically talked to you all night.
I couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. So we talked. He told me about Scotland, that he lives in an old estate that's been in his family for 2 centuries. Well, you know me. I'm always interested in old houses. I told him so.
Are you going?
Where?
To see it. I overheard him say, if you're ever in Scotland, you must drop in.
When am I ever in Scotland? I haven't even said yes to the play yet, and you have me dropping in on Scotland?
How could you resist a chance to stay in a 200-year-old Scottish estate? As a guest, you could always go home a day later.
You know where it is? 16 kilometers from Loch Ness, where the monster is. I wouldn't even fly over that place. I want to be back on 84th Street and 3rd Avenue. Thank you very much.
Okay, forget Scotland. Go to the National. It's only an hour and 20 minutes out of your life. David Mamet writes very short plays.
Why are you doing this?
You know why.
Because you think Andy and you and the baby are my whole life. Because you think I'm cheating myself by not looking out there for something else to fulfill me.
I couldn't have said it better.
And you think Mr. Cummings is going to fulfill me?
Not necessarily, but it's a start.
Oh, look, honey, he's a very nice man. A gentleman. But you actually think I'm going to live out my life 3,000 miles away from a good Chinese restaurant?
You didn't think he was attractive?
Very. And very polite. And very shy.
Shy? I saw that little Sean Connery move he made on you. Would you like a little pillow for your head, Mrs. Sumple?
You're not going to let up on this, are you?
Why should I? I still have till 7 o'clock.
No. No, I can't do it.
All right. I'll tell him.
Wait. Let me think about it.
Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Sorry. You're going. I can tell by the way your shoulder is looking at me. You're going, aren't you?
Yes, but not for your sake. Not even mine. I'm going because he seems like a decent man, and he was nice enough to ask me.
Great. What are you going to wear?
What'd you expect? Kilts? I'm going casual. I don't want him getting the wrong idea about why I'm going.
Use your good perfume.
Why? I only need to smell good for 90 minutes.
Mother, are you nervous?
No, you are. Don't worry, I'll get his name right. Dennis. It rhymes with tennis. I'll be home about 9:30. Dennis the Menace plays tennis in Venice.
Hello, Mr. Kenneth Cummings in 516 Dennis, thank you. Please, God, don't let him ask her who her favorite English actors are.
Oh, she's asleep on the couch.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, you're up. I was going to get a blanket for you.
What time is it?
20 to 2.
20 to 2? What happened to 9:30?
Please, you sound just like my mother. Can I get into my pajamas first? I'm exhausted, and we have to get up at 6:30.
No, we don't. I packed everything. We can sleep till 20 to 7. What happened?
I'll tell you tomorrow. I'm cold, I'm exhausted, and we have to get up at 20 to 7.
Mother, come in here and sit down.
Now you sound like my father.
I've been worried to death all night.
Don't you think I was, too?
Please, just sit there and talk to me. Was it terrible?
No.
Was it wonderful?
No.
Then what is it?
Like a curse. You can't wait to go, and you can't wait to get back.
All right, I have to hear everything. Where'd you go after the show?
To dinner. It was a Thai restaurant.
What do you mean a Thai restaurant? You hate Thai food.
I ordered a lamb chop and asked them to scrape off the Thai stuff.
Did that bother Mr. Cummings?
Why should it? He's not from Thailand.
Okay, so after the scraped off lamb chop, where'd you go?
We drove around a bit. We stopped off at an all-night drugstore. He had to pick up something.
What?
I was looking at some magazines.
So he was buying, you know...
Oh, please, it was nose spray. He has bad allergies.
Is that what he told you?
I could see it in the theater. He had trouble breathing. He kept snorting all the time.
What do you mean, snorting?
You know, snorting. Only not that loud. It stopped after a while.
All right, from the beginning, tell me everything from the minute the night started. No, wait. I want to get a drink to hear this. I'm having brandy. Would you like your 20 to 2 in the morning scotch?
No, I already had a drink in the restaurant. It was like sake or something.
Sake is Japanese. It's a wine made out of rice.
Then that's it. I've been chewing it all night long.
Okay, start over. We're not in the restaurant yet. We're in the lobby of the hotel. Start from, hello, Mrs. Sumple.
Well, let's see. He picked me up in his car.
Cool, very cool. No taxi. I like that. Chauffeur?
No, he drove himself.
Even cooler. What kind of car? Jaguar?
A silver gray Ferrari sports car.
No way!
It was very low to the ground. We almost drove under a bus.
I saw it. I was looking out the window, and it looked like you, but I said, in your dreams, Laurie. Go on.
Then we drove to the National Theater on the other side of the Thames. He said it was normally a 15 to 20 minute drive. We made it in 6 minutes.
The man is definitely hot.
It was a convertible. He had the top down and asked if it was too much air. I wanted to be a good sport, so I said, no, leave it down. Then when we got there, my hair looked like the Bride of Frankenstein.
Perfect. That's how they're wearing it today. So you go to the National Theater.
Obviously, we were very early, so we stopped by a little pub he knew.
So you got out of the car.
Well, first he had to put the top up. Then when he pulled me out, I hit my head on the metal bar. I think he was apologizing, but I couldn't hear it because of the ringing in my ears.
Oh, God, did it hurt?
No, my hair was so stiff it took most of the blow. We got to the pub and ordered drinks. He had a martini.
You had a Perrier with lime. So what'd you talk about?
Nice things. My family, his family.
I know about your family. Tell me about his.
He has a mother, a sister, The sister's name is Glynis. I thought he said Gwyneth. Then he said, no, Glynis. Then I forgot he was Kenneth or Dennis. Everything he has comes in lots. Lots of land, lots of horses, lots of dogs, lots of guns.
Like real estate? That's not bad. Does this house have a name like Tara or Manderley or Windsor Castle?
It was a Scottish name. You couldn't say it without hurting your tongue. Something like Burnglow Loch Mayfairforth. See, it hurts.
Tell me about him. What was he like?
Very neat dresser. Tweedy, very tweedy. And suedey. Tweedy and suedey.
Tweedy and suedey. Weren't they in Bambi?
Oh, he has deer, too. Lots of deer.
Where in Burnglow-Loch-Mayfairforth? What was he like as a person?
Considerate. Gentle. A little uncomfortable. Started that snorting thing again. Kept excusing himself and going to the men's room. You could hear him snorting in there, too. I felt badly for him.
Well, you have allergies, too.
Yes, but mine are the silent kind.
Okay. Is he divorced or a widower or what?
No, he's a bachelor, never married. He looked to be in his early 60s. Never had time to marry, he said. Anyway, we got up and went to the Mammoth Play.
And how was it?
I couldn't hear the first 15 minutes because the woman behind me was eating a 2-pound bag of sour balls. Every time she took off the wrappers, it sounded like a forest fire. And she didn't suck on the sour balls. She chewed on them, which made it sound like a chain gang breaking up rocks.
Oh, God. And what was the play like?
Well, what I could hear of it, I loved. I think I will have that brandy. Dennis had trouble with it. He was embarrassed by the F-words. Not at first, but then when they started coming like machine gun bullets. After the F-words came the C-words, the P-words, the S-words, and shove-it-up-your-A-words.
Well, maybe he was embarrassed for you.
I thought they were important to the play. Dennis just had a hard time with it.
Dennis, huh?
So he started to cough, and cough, and he coughed on every F-word. He politely turned away from me, so the woman next to him got it. So he apologized to her, and the man behind him whispered to please be quiet, which gave the woman behind me a chance to chew her sour balls again. But Dennis couldn't stop coughing, so he held his hand over his mouth. But that made his face twitch.
What kind of twitch?
You know, like a tick.
Did you say something to him?
Like what? Don't do that. Well, we got through the play. We walked out, got into the car. He started to wheeze.
Wheeze?
He said his allergies weren't from grass or trees or cats. They were mostly from emotional things. Fear, anger, confusion, embarrassment. He was embarrassed to tell me this, so he started to twitch again. Isn't there a name for that?
Highly troubled?
So I asked him if he wanted me to drive, because every time he twitched, the car swerved.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Every few blocks, he would scrape against a parked car. He had to stop 4 times to put his personal card in their windshield so he could pay for the damages. It must have cost him $1,200 to get me home.
Mother, this is a disaster. It couldn't have been worse.
I know, but it got worse anyway. On the way back to the hotel, he turned down a very dark street and slowed down. Then he stopped the car. There was no one around, and for the first time I got nervous. Then he opens the glove compartment, and what do you think he takes out?
Do I want to hear this?
A small tank of oxygen. He said he was having trouble breathing. I helped him strap it around his head, but I got the nozzle around his ear instead of his nose. Well, he couldn't breathe through his ear, so I let him do it himself. So then we sat there for about 30 minutes. He tried to make conversation with this thing strapped on his face. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I thought I was in a spaceship talking to a Russian astronaut.
Why didn't he just go to the hospital?
I finally suggested it, and he agreed. He drove up and parked in the garage, scraping the fender of a doctor's car. He put another card in the doctor's windshield. They told me Dennis would be all right. It wasn't serious, but he'd have to stay the night. Dennis apparently gets this way fairly often. So I left a note saying I hoped he felt better in the morning, and I thanked him for a wonderful and memorable evening. Then I walked in a light drizzle for 20 minutes until I found a taxi and got rid of all my English coins.
Would you do me a favor? On the plane home, tell me the story again.
I'm sorry I laughed about it, but coming home in the taxi, I thought, here's an attractive, intelligent, worldly man who probably wants to get married but found a way to stop himself by wheezing and snorting and twitching like some sort of psychological block that keeps him safe at home in Scotland with his mother, his dogs, his horses, and his aunt, never letting himself get involved. Do you know what I mean?
Perfectly.
Oh, I see. Thank you for the innuendo. I'm going to bed. But thank you for trying, darling. Good night.
Good night. You want me to leave a wake-up call? Mom?
Lori, can you take a few more minutes?
You mean there's more?
Yes.
Of course.
You were right about what you said earlier tonight. I do lean a lot on you and Andy and the baby. It's been hard for me without your father, but as you said, it has been 6 years.
Mom, if I pushed you too hard tonight, I am so...
No, it's all right. I went out tonight to test the waters. What if it turned out to be wonderful? What if I really ended up in Scotland, married, living out my life there? How would you feel?
If you were happy, I would be too. I'd miss you, but we'd work that out. What is it, Mom?
There is a man in my life. For about a year and a half now. He lives about an hour from me. I've managed to keep it quiet. You never met him, but your dad knew him. We all used to play golf together. Dad liked him a lot.
And you thought I wouldn't approve? Why couldn't you tell me?
He's married.
Oh, well, that is a problem, isn't it? Does his wife know?
She had a stroke about 3 years ago. She's bedridden. The doctors say she'll never really be there for him anymore, but that she could go on living for years.
Oh, God, Mom, I'm so sorry.
For her, for him, they can't help it, but I've got a choice. Do you think I'm wrong, seeing him, I mean?
No, how could I?
He's a wonderful man. It's more a friendship than an affair, but it's also more than a friendship.
Is it enough for you, Mom, the way it is?
I think so. I don't know how I'd handle a full-out relationship yet. I'd have to build up to it.
You will. Come on. It's been a long night.
You know...
What?
Somehow, I had the feeling you knew about this all along. Don't tell me if you did. If you knew, just say, let's go to bed, Mom.
If I knew, why wouldn't I have told you?
To protect me. To honor my secret. Because that's what a loving daughter would do.
Let's go to bed, Mom.
Finally, number 3, Post-its by Paul Dooley, Notes on a Marriage, pays homage to Love Letters by A.R. Gurney, with Gary Galanik and Angela Chang Simony as a modern married couple.
Had an early meeting. Couldn't bear to wake you. Close front door hard or it won't lock. P.S. Last night was incredible.
Helped myself to breakfast. You need milk. P.S. Next time, wake me.
Hey, sleepyhead. Tried to wake you. Not easy. Left you some coffee. Hope you like it black.
Thought I should spend at least one night this week at my place. Picked up some milk. You don't have to pay me back.
Off to work. Extra set of keys on hall table.
Darling, went jogging with Lila. If you go out, we need milk. Wow, I can't believe we're a we.
Hon, if you have time, could you pick up my shirts? Ticket on hall table. Thanks. P.S. Milk.
Shirts are in your closet. Your mother called. She seemed surprised to hear my voice. You obviously never mentioned me. Your shirts came to $14.50.
Gone to florist. Back soon. Hope you like the chocolates.
Darling, don't go in the den.
Sweetheart, I understand how much it means to you, but at this stage of our relationship, I'm just not ready to have a dog.
We need milk bones. Your mother called. Call her. Did you call your mother? Went to lunch with your mother. Back soon.
Your new best friend, my mother, called. Call her.
We need milk. Also, your mom mentioned how much you hate Eugene. I don't think Eugene's so bad. You should hear my middle name. Thank God my mother's dead.
Please do not mention the name Eugene to me ever again, thank you.
Shopping list, pistachio ice cream, sardines, those tiny little cheeses that come in that cute little net bag. They're so adorable. They make me cry.
Darling, I understand how much it means to you, but at this stage of our relationship, I am just not ready to...
We need Pampers and baby wipes. And we need to get married.
Meet me, City Hall, 6 sharp. You bring old and borrowed, I'll do new and blue. Mom will stay with Eugenia.
Note to self, find breast pump.
Take cold shower.
Lose 40 pounds.
Redirect sex drive into career. Home late, don't wait up.
Hey, stranger, if you're not too busy, could you call Eugenia tonight around bedtime? Just to see if she recognizes your voice.
Hon, sorry about your birthday. P.S. I got the raise.
To the new vice president in charge of marketing. We need milk. Please advise.
Hon, I think we're out of milk. Still no milk.
If you want it so bad, get it yourself. The milk train doesn't stop here anymore.
If you can't even manage to get to the store, get some household help.
Have gone to bed. Dinner is in fridge. If there is something in particular you wish for dinner tomorrow night, please leave note to that effect, and I will have Ursula, or Carla, or Jose, if it's heavy, pick it up. I can't take this anymore. We barely communicate. There's got to be more to this marriage than a few hastily scribbled words on a small square of pastel paper. By the way, we're out of Post-its.
You think I want to spend every night at the office? You have absolutely no concept of how a business is run.
To whom it may concern, regarding your Post-it of June the 10th, allow me to clarify my position. Up yours. Eugenia and I will be at your mother's. P.S. You need milk.
Call her at my mother's. Must call her. Reminder, take out garbage, call her. People to call, her. Shopping list. Small loaf of bread. Half pint milk. Soup for one. Scotch for one. Inflatable doll. Scotch for two. Things to tell her. That I'm sorry. That I miss her. That all I want, all I ever wanted, is for her to be happy.
We need milk.
Dearest, have gone down to the end of the driveway to get the paper. Back soon.
Honey, that therapist called back. He can see you Monday.
Sweetie, your therapist says your Tuesday is now Friday.
What a session! Dr. K believes that part of me is locked in unconscious competition with you, and envious of your masculine role. By the way, we need cucumbers, sausages, and a really big zucchini.
At last, a breakthrough today with Dr. G. It all became crystal clear. My mother, my father, his mother, you, your mother. I see our entire marriage in a new light. I must free myself from the past so we can truly have a future. This changes everything.
Hon, a Diet Coke exploded all over that note you left. Hope it wasn't important. Took Eugenia to brownies. Back soon.
Took Eugenia to kickboxing. Back soon.
Took Eugenia to therapy. Could be a while.
Someone named Olaf called. Needs your resume? What resume?
I landed the job. I start Monday. Last minute meeting, I'll try to call. I'll be working late. Don't wait up. I'm glad you waited. Last night was incredible.
Drove Eugenia to DMV. Hope she doesn't drive me home.
Eugenia called. Loves college. Mentioned someone named Tyrone. Doesn't miss us at all.
Pick up travel brochures.
Eugenia called. When can we meet Tyrone?
Schedule trip to campus when we get back.
Sweetheart, travel agent called. Cruise is confirmed. The honeymoon we never had. A time for us to leave all this behind and enjoy 10 glorious days of total togetherness.
God, it's good to be home. Dinner Wednesday with Eugenia and what's his name?
Tyrone called. It's a boy. Kareem Eugene.
Eugenia called. Loves being a mom.
Off to throw pots. Back soon. Don't forget, we're bird watching Thursday. What night is good for square dancing?
Any night you want. We're free. Nothing to tie us down. Eugenia called. Could we take Kareem for the weekend?
Tyrone called. Could we take Kareem for spring break?
Kareem called. Could he spend the summer with us? Again. Took Kareem to DMV.
Honey, last night was incredible. I couldn't believe how long it went on. You've got to do something about your snoring.
Shopping list. Bengay. Denture cream. Viagra.
Wrinkles away. I can't believe it's a port hose, estrogen in a drum.
We need milk of magnesia.
Call Medicare.
You left your keys in the door again.
Do you have my keys?
I can't find my glasses.
Have you seen my cane?
How can I see your cane if I can't find my glasses?
Gone for a walk.
Where are you? Next time you go out, leave me a note.
Sweetheart, dinner in oven. Taking nap. Love ya.
Call Emily. Also Cousin Ruthie. Send note to Father McKay and everyone who sent flowers. Service was lovely. Everybody said so. I was looking through your things for that locket you said Eugenia should have. I could hardly believe what I found. You saved every Post-it I ever wrote you. I wish I'd saved yours. I could be reading them now. Back soon. Going to the store. We need milk.
We hope you enjoyed this Radioactive Theater production. This program is supported in part by grants from 32 cultural councils, local agencies, which are supported by the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency. Audio Journal is a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. This program was produced and directed by Julie Sandrovich and Catherine Thornton. Tune in again next time for Radioactive Theater, a production of...